Ivy faced it down steadily, moving her head calmly in a dodge once, swatting it aside with a little burst of silver energy a second later. But mostly, she faced an amused-looking Tessa, who apparently, just for the fun of it, threw another thunderbolt at her now and again. That told me something right there. It told me Tessa was no punk sorceress. She was White Council material herself, if she could make that much flash and bang while expending that little energy. Either that, or she'd been able to hold back one whale of a lot more power than I had when she took her deep breath before the battle. Either way, she was a big leaguer, and Ivy's response to the attack confirmed it. Each time, the Archive turned to fully face Tessa, and each time she dedicated one of her hands entirely to the defensive measure used to stop the incoming spell. Gulp. Holy moly. It was one thing to have an academic appreciation that I still had a lot to learn about magic. It was another to see a demonstration of exactly how much I still couldn't do. In another circumstance, it would be humbling. In this one, it was freaking terrifying. For maybe 10 seconds, I stood there trying to figure out how the hell to help without getting myself incinerated, skewered, or otherwise obliterated without accomplishing anything. I felt a little surge of dizziness. The gas levels must be rising. Screw it. The only reason someone hadn't killed me already was because I was so impotent at the moment that no one gave a damn what I did. I might be able to get the kid to another part of the building, out of the gas. And if someone killed me on the way, I could try to level my death curse on them, maybe get her out of this mess. So I rushed toward her, trying to use the hot zone and the trapped Magog as shields, and said, "Ivy, come on!" Something took a swipe at me, and several feet away, my gun went off. I ducked, but I guess Tessa wasn't much of a shot. I didn't get hit. A second later, I grabbed Ivy by the waist and lifted her to my hip. "Keep clear of my arms, please," Ivy commanded. I made sure to. I was getting dizzier, but anywhere was better than here. "His legs," Tessa commanded. I had a feeling that those people tried to do a lot of disturbing things to my pins, but I didn't stop to watch them try it. I ran for the stairs, trusting the skill of the Archive to keep me mobile. It was a good bet. Ivy murmured and waved her arms the whole while, and I felt her little body tingling with the live current of the energy she was working. She was using what power she had left for all it was worth, but it wasn't bottomless. She was running dry. This fight was almost over. "Time," I thought, muzzily, panting. "We just need a little more time." Gravity suggested that I keep on going down, and it seemed an excellent idea. I staggered down the stairs into the lower level, running past the underwater vistas of the whale and dolphin tanks, past the cute penguins and the sea otters, the Denarians in pursuit, their sorceries flashing past us while Ivy shielded us with the last bits of energy in her reservoir.